Hello, welcome to the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. We're back!
Finally, it's been so freaking long. And we're still missing one, but you know.
Yeah.
So this is better than none.
Yep. This is Caitlin in California.
And Deal in Oregon.
And no Sam, because Sam's behind. So
and Sam's too busy with graduation to be bothered to do this right now. Which is totally understandable.
Yeah. So
I totally get it.
We essentially took a quarter off of podcasting, and now we're back.
I still don't even know why that happened, though. Like, to be honest,
we tried.
Yeah, there was no real reason to take a quarter off.
No.
We weren't that busy. No. We really weren't.
We were just kind of lazy.
Yeah.
But I feel like now we finally have an excuse to record because Doctor Who is back on our television screens.
For the most part.
For the most part. Sam is still very behind, so I think Odile and I are going to try very hard to do weekly episode reviews, I think is our plan, until the series finale, and then we'll bring back our regular programming as scheduled.
Yes, because these are a lot easier to do than anything else right now.
Yeah, we don't have to prep them at all.
We
just have to
just
watch
talk.
The episode, which we're watching anyway. So, all right.
Thank you to kind people who let me steal their internet.
You're welcome. So, Doctor Who premiered this weekend. It was the premiere of Series 10, Episode 1, The Pilot.
I kind of loved it.
I loved it. So, I think what we're going to do to rate episodes is we're going to rate them on a scale, like a letter grade scale from like F to A. Like A being the best episode like ever, like your favorite episode, and F being like probably the worst Doctor Who episode you've seen. I think that's what we're going to do our scale. So, And we're also going
to
talk a little bit about our first impressions, and then we're going to go on more in depth and talk about every episode. So, Odile, what score would you give this episode?
I mean, it wasn't the best first season episode I've ever seen.
Agreed.
But it was really good, so I'm going to give it a solid, like, B plus, almost A minus.
I would probably give it about the same. I think I would give it a solid B. The more I think about it, like, the more I do like it. There were some things about it I didn't like, and we'll go in later about, like, the nitpicky things. But I really enjoyed it, but I still think...
You know what? I would give it an
best.
A, though, because they have an openly gay character.
No, that, like, was great.
Just for that, this whole series, The Companion, her in general, she will get an A from me, because...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's groundbreaking, and it's awesome, and it finally, I mean, represents a different side. And plus, she's black. Like,
I know. Oh, like, I love her. We're gonna squeal about Bill so much this season.
I love
her. I just didn't like some of the plot points in this episode.
Which I totally get. It was not the best.
I just didn't think it was the best. I feel like the 11th hour, to me, is still, like, what I compare all, like, first companion episodes to. Maybe I shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
11 and Amy and Moffat. Like, it's so good.
Yeah. I will agree to that it was a really good beginning one. I think it has an impact that it's not a new doctor, so it's not...
True.
Like, I feel like when it's a new doctor, too, it gets even crazier. And the fact that the 11th hour has both a new companion and a new doctor?
Yeah, there's a lot more ground to cover in that one, for sure.
There's so much more that you can do. Where here, it's the same doctor, but a new companion, so... But I think it was really good, and I loved... I gotta say it. I loved that they had the photos of his previous companions on the desk. That absolutely... killed me.
The first scene of the episode where you have Bill walking into his office and she's just kind of like talking. I loved so much. And then you pan around and you see River and you see the picture of River and the picture of Susan. And it's like, ah, it was so cute. And then later in the episode when he's like, shut up, you shut up too, like talking to his pictures.
Yeah, you know that they would have so much to say.
Exactly. So, going into the plot in this episode, so we find out that Bill, at first I was really upset about this, so we find out that Bill has been going to the doctor's classes even though she's not enrolled as a student. She works in, like, the cafeteria serving chips.
Because everyone loves chips.
Yes, everyone loves chips. But she's not technically an enrolled student, she just sits in his classes. And we also find out that the doctor has been lecturing there for about, like, somewhere between, like, 50 and 75 years.
Yeah, I'm curious if that's, I was trying to figure that one out, because obviously it's not the different doctors, it's Peter Capaldi.
Peter Capaldi.
Which means that either he's just, like, jumping through time every day so he can just keep lecturing.
I feel like that must be it.
Because there's no way that it's like he's been there for 50 years. He's obviously, like, each day hopping in and out.
I feel like
but
he's...
that confuses me.
I feel like I'm hoping they answer that question later in the series. I was confused about that, too. I was like, wait, did he actually stay in one place for 50 years? Like, that doesn't sound like the doctor. But I could see him definitely going and lecturing, going on an adventure and coming back. I don't know, but I love that he's a professor who lectures about, like, poetry.
Random stuff.
Like, I loved that line where he was like, oh, yeah, I lectured. And where she was like, you gave a lecture on poetry when you're talking about poetry when we're supposed to be talking about, like, quantum physics. He was like, same thing.
I love that. I also love the fact that he brought up the TARDIS in lecture.
Yes.
Time and relative in space dimension. And I was like,
yeah. Time and relative dimensions in
dimension
space.
In space. Sorry, I switched that out. I feel like sometimes I'm slightly dyslexic.
It's okay.
Especially when talking. That gets
me. Yeah, talking's hard. So
talking for people who do well at talking.
At first I thought she was going to be a student at this university when they were talking about her character before this episode. And I was a little bit upset of the fact that she wasn't actually a student there. Because I was really excited to have, like, a college age. Like, you and I are both in school, and we were working through school to help pay for our education.
But
and I was
that
really...
was the whole thing, was that she couldn't. She wanted
exactly.
to be. She couldn't be. And I love that he was like, okay, we'll just register you.
Exactly.
And she was like, it doesn't just happen. And she was like, yeah, of course it does. Like, I just signed you up. Like, I'm a doctor. I just signed you up for classes.
So my first impression was like, oh, man, I really wish she was a student. Like, that would have made things, like, so much more interesting, and I could have really related to that. And then once we get, like, farther into the episode and they were talking about how, like, it's kind of assumed that she couldn't afford to go to school, and then he said that, like, oh, we can register you. Like, no worries. Don't worry about it. We can make that happen. I was like, oh, okay. And I feel like maybe making her not officially a student was also a way of Moffat not tying her down to anything.
Yeah, she's not attached to this. She can
exactly.
have the adventure. She doesn't need to be.
She's like, not worrying about, oh, wait, I have class. I can't go on an adventure with you. Or, like, I have to study for this. I can't. I have things to do. I have to, like, get good grades and, like, graduate.
So not that it ever stopped any of the other
companions,
to be honest. Like, let's. Yeah, Clara, she was a teacher, and she was still adventuring.
I feel like Clara was probably the worst teacher. Like, she's probably so behind on all of her deadlines.
I'm sure she was.
Probably one of those teachers that, like, takes a month to grade. It's, like, 1 4-page paper.
But then again, she could just hop in the TARDIS and it'd be fine.
That's true. But I feel, okay, so now that we're kind of on the subject of Bill, do we like her? I think we like her. I love her.
I love her. Especially she's LGBTQ. Like,
yes.
That just,
I think, I like how she's kind of different. Like, I was really excited how she wasn't, like, a mystery. And she, like, the doctor chose her. She wasn't just some, like, random, you know, she's not really, like, some random, like, it's not, it wasn't fate. I feel like the last couple, the last, like, I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, it was, like, pretty much everyone in New Who was just kind of, like, thrown on the doctor's lap of, like, here's this random person, and you're gonna find them extraordinary, and then they're gonna wanna go on adventures with you. But, like, Bill, he, like, invited into his office of, like, hey, I've noticed you going to my lectures the last, like, how many months or years. I think you would be, like, I think you'd be a cool person to travel with.
Not that he intended her to be, though. He just wanted, I think, to help her. And then it turned into, like, well, I think she'd be a cool travel companion.
Yeah. And there could have, I have a feeling, I feel like they kind of, I don't know if you feel like, if you caught on to this as well, that the, there might have been others in this time of 50 to 75 years, however long he was at the university, that he asked other students to maybe help him with little things that were going on around the university.
Yeah, I'm sure he brought in people, just like random kids, and was like, you're going to be my travel companion right now. And
but
then
just never invited them. Maybe did never invited them on a big trip in the TARDIS, but did invite them to help him figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that he just kind of involved them in, and that he would wipe their memories, but that it was just kind of things. And it almost, and especially when she looks at that photo of her mother, and she gets shocked by who's in the background, and you can tell that it's kind of, it probably is Capaldi, but you're not exactly sure.
Like,
her mother must have been one of these kids.
Ooh! That's a good theory. I haven't heard that
one. Her mom traveled with Capaldi. Then maybe, like, she wasn't, like, the companion or whatever, but that she definitely had adventures. And I think that'd be freaking awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool. What I like about, I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about how this episode parallels Rose, the first episode of Series 1, so well. And how Rose, her dad died, and the doctor was like, you know what, I'm gonna take you to go see your dad before he died, so you'll know him. And I like how, like, getting these pictures was almost like him learning his lesson of, like, no, going back in the past is a bad idea, we shouldn't do that. So,
like, yeah.
I feel like it was almost like him learning of, like, oh, wait, I'm gonna get her some pictures instead.
Well, because I'm curious, if that was how, like, he got the photos, or if that was...
I think he definitely had to go back in the past, and the podcast I was listening to was Verity. It was their episode review of this episode. And they were talking about, well, the doctor must have had to, like, befriend her mom. He would have to, like, get to know her, and because she said that she didn't like getting her picture taken. So he would have had to, like, befriend her in order to get close enough to her to be able to take these, like... pictures of her.
And then she hid them in the basement for the
exactly
whatever she was to
the
find
foster
them.
Mom.
I did not like her, though.
The foster mom?
She was awful.
I'm hoping we learn more about their dynamic, because it was really interesting. And I think we probably will. They're not just gonna throw in a character like that and not give us, like, any backstory.
Yeah, that's
so true. I have a feeling, like, slowly we'll learn more about Bill's relationship with this stepmother, or foster mom. She called her foster mom.
Her foster mom is just an awful human being, though, from what the little we've seen. She obviously does not care enough to try.
Yeah. All right. So, shall we talk about Bill's... How did we feel about Bill's relationship with Heather?
I think it was an interesting way to introduce a monster. And I thought,
like,
it was terrible that it had to kill her, but that, like...
Well, what I really liked is she wasn't really, like, a monster, you know? Like,
no, she wasn't.
She was, like, they didn't turn her into some ugly alien monster. She was just, like, wet the whole time. I'm hoping they don't make a habit of killing off lesbian characters, because, like, that's just an awful trope that's been, I feel like, on TV a lot.
Yeah.
That's getting
Not
really
that it was
annoying.
intentional. Like, it wasn't like they were like, oh, we're going to kill her because she was a lesbian. Yeah. It was, we're going to kill her because she has a connection with Bill.
But I did think they redeemed themselves at the end when they were like, it's a big universe, maybe we'll find her.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I think, I don't know. Do you think that she'll appear again sometime in the series?
You know, I have a feeling she might, that she might come in to help them at some point, or that it will be, like, a quick reappearance. I don't think it's going to be a one-time thing. I don't think that she'll take Bill, or that they'll go traveling or whatever, but I think that they'll definitely...
Yeah.
I feel like she'll have a bigger part than we think.
Mm. I would not be surprised if that was the case. At first, I was like, oh, she's just kind of a one-off character, but then I was thinking about it.
Yeah, she's a monster, but it's kind of like, she's not really a monster. She's just lost.
And, like, Bill said that she wanted to go with her. She's like, I wanted to go with her, but I was too afraid. So, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe that's how Bill's storyline is going to end. There's a lot of rumors that Bill's only going to be around for this series 10 and not in the new Chris Chibnall era. And that he'll just start fresh, which I do think makes sense, although I'm really liking Bill. So I would love to have her for another season. But maybe Stephen Moffat has, you know, Stephen Moffat has a grand plan. And he'll probably have a nice way to tie up her storyline. But I wouldn't be surprised if the way we end her storyline is maybe them finding Heather and her going off on adventures with her and them reuniting.
But I feel like if she goes off on adventures with Heather, she dies.
Maybe.
That's the thing, is I think to be a passenger or to have that, you die. Like, obviously, like, Heather did.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I feel like it would be, like...
Or maybe they find out how to fix her.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see. We'll have to... I'm really interested to hear about... I don't know. It's just gonna be interesting to see if the... We'll have to... Obviously, we'll know.
Yeah, we will.
Another mystery this series is there's some vault, which I didn't catch, honestly, the first time I watched it. The Doctor is protecting some type of vault that was, like, casually thrown, that line was, like, casually thrown out.
Which could also be why it was there for 50 years, why he was there for 50
exactly.
years.
Exactly. I feel like, did he mention, was it in the TARDIS? Did he say the vault was? Was it in his office?
No, it's in that basement that she followed him to that one day.
In the yes, okay. So it's in, like, the basement of the university. So, yeah, I think you're right. I feel like that's the reason why he's been watching, kind of like the caretaker, where there was something weird going on at the school, so he became the caretaker of Coal Hill School. It's like he became a lecturer because
there's this thing,
this weird vault.
Maybe it has nothing in it, maybe it's, like...
There's all this speculation about the vault that it's, like, that maybe the 13th Doctor is in there, or maybe it's something to do with Clara, or the Master. I don't even think we have enough information to speculate on the vault yet. It's just, I feel like it's looking like that's going to be the main kind of mystery of the season, of what's in this vault.
I feel like it almost might be another Pandora's box.
Yeah, which I don't know how I feel about, because the Pandorica was... I loved that series and that episode, but that episode is very confusing, personally. The Pandorica opens Big Bang is a very confusing two-parter.
Yeah, because you don't know what's happening, and then everything's happening all at once, and then it kind of gets explained at the end, but it's still...
It's very confusing. I've watched that episode many times, just because of how much happens in it.
Well, it's just like... When they do the regeneration, or the not fully regeneration, but, like, when, what is it, the moon one?
Yes.
And they're stuck there, and, like, they know that she has to kill him, but, like, that just was so confusing. I was trying to figure out how it was all happening.
Series 6 is just a generally confusing series.
Moffat.
I've heard some good praise about this episode because, and I was thinking about this, like, Series 6 and Amy... And even some of Clara, but mostly the whole, like, Amy, River, Rory arc, was a lot of things happening out of order and out of sequence. So you're never meeting these characters sequentially.
The way you're meant supposed to be.
Yeah. But we have in this first episode with the pilot, you know, we're meeting Bill in a sequential manner. Like, there's no flashbacks. Mm-hmm. It's all There's no, like, going back in time, going back, what version of the Doctor is this? We know he's been at the school for 50 years. We know he's been teaching, and we know Bill's been going to his class, and we see a montage of her working and waking up and going to class and, you know, writing papers for the Doctor. Everything is in this nice sequential order, which I kind of really enjoy, but there's no, like, although I do love the, like, those interesting, like, time things that Moffat does, it's kind of nice just to have things go from, you know, in a sequential beginning to end ABC order.
How do you know that it's not just, like, it might be completely backwards. It might be that he comes and he meets Bill and then he goes back and...
That would be very confusing. I hope not.
You just never know.
Ick my yum?
Never heard of that, but sure.
Yuck my yum? Okay. So, I was going to say something else. What was it? Oh my gosh.
I mean, I just think it was an awesome episode. I liked it. That kind of explained where the Daleks came from in, like, the previews and stuff.
Yes, I loved that they incorporated that previews, that introduction video for Bill into the episode, because when Stephen Moffat, like, right after that introductory video, he's like, will I put that in an episode? I don't know. I love how Stephen Moffat was, like, enough of a continuality, like, nerd in order to, like, put that scene into an episode.
Have you seen, I feel like it's an interview with Capaldi, and I think he was talking about he went to do promos in Germany or something, and they were like, okay, don't talk about the Daleks, don't talk about, like, the Nazis and the fact that the Daleks are, like, obviously... taken after the Nazis. And he was like, the first question I ever got when I was there was, are the Daleks meant to be Nazis? And he was like, yeah, I guess. And, like, just that was so funny, because now, like I've always known that they were kind of modeled after the Nazis, but, like, if you really watch the Daleks, like, it's ridiculous, like, and especially with the whole fact that they're, like, genetically modified to be a certain way and, like, whatnot. And then, yeah. The funny thing is, today on campus, the freaking neo-Nazis were there.
Ugh.
Yeah. They literally had a sign about, like, they had a swastika, and then over, like, arced over it was said, the greatest story ever told.
That's horrible.
I know, right?
Did they get kicked off campus?
No, because they weren't doing, they weren't saying anything and they weren't attacking people. They were just there. And one of them was sitting in the back of the truck playing a bagpipe. And I guess it was the whole thing is that they're nationalists. They're not neo-Nazis, but they're nationalists. And obviously, if you're Scottish and playing bagpipe, you can't be a Nazi. So... they didn't get kicked off, but there was a lot of police and there was a lot of people hanging around. And then this guy who comes into my store a lot, he's awesome. I love him. He's Jewish and a leader of some group or whatever on campus for the Jewish youth. And he apparently was standing in front of them dancing and singing in Hebrew.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, people were really mad that they were there. Like, it was as soon as they got there, as soon as it all started, everyone was like, what are you doing here? Get off our campus. Like, we don't like this. And the cops are there, and they're like, well, we can't do anything because they're not doing anything. They're just protesting their right to speak and whatever. So eventually, like, they left because, like, they were getting, like, hated by everyone. But, like, it was an interesting morning. But, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, it kind of brought everything full circle. Yeah. Just being like, if they had been Daleks.
Then you all would be exterminated.
We would be.
Exterminate. Okay. Can we just talk about that scene at the very end where he invites Bill into the TARDIS when he it looks like he's about to, like, wipe her memory, and she's like, I know what a mind wipe looks like. Don't you do that to me.
Yeah. Did she call him out on it?
I love it. And then they started playing the Clara theme, and I was dying.
You know, I actually missed that part. I missed the
Clara. Oh my gosh. I noticed it, like, obviously because I'm a crazy Clara fangirl, and was like, It was like,
I just like the fact of like her going in there and just being so amazed and like it not having the usual, you know, like it's bigger on the inside,
yeah.
like kind of like immediate reaction of just her being so amazed for a while that I liked it because it was different and it was kind of nice because it was reminiscent to a few of those like kind of people that were just different, like, especially when you're like it's smaller on the outside and just being like, no, that's not right. Like, that's not the line.
Didn't Clara say that? She said it was smaller on the outside.
I think so. I think that was Clara. I can't remember exactly who said it, but one of them said that. I just really enjoyed it.
I loved that scene, and I don't know. I'm really liking the mind wipe parallels, because you have the mind wipe with Donna, where she had no agency in the situation, and, you know, the choice was made for her. I mean, she kind of had to in order to survive, but, like, she had no choice in that mind wipe, and I feel like the doctor really regretted that. And then you have the mind wipe with Clara, when she made the decision, let's do this together, and then he forgets about her. And then you yeah. have him trying to do it to Bill, and then she's like, stop it. I want to remember this. I want to have a, what'd she say? Like, I want to have a good dream for once.
Yeah.
It was like heartbreaking. And they start playing the Clara music. And it's like, my heart.
Obviously, she's not been having a good day.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Like, the girl she likes just, like, pretty much died. About to get her memory wiped. So it begs the question of, like, how many people has he explored with in that last 75 years at the university that he's wiped their memory?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good question, and I feel like we'll figure it out eventually, but...
Oh, that scene was just so good. Alright. So, is there anything else we need to add about the pilots?
Not that I can really think of. I mean, other than the fact that Class...
Oh, did you watch Class?
No, I haven't watched it yet. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week. I watched it, but I honestly wasn't paying that much attention. So I need to watch it again.
Yeah. I actually have to run because, you know, life is
Yeah,
happening.
I gotta get
and
going,
I have to play bingo tonight. This is gonna be so much fun.
All right. I just want to, before we sign off, bit of news, John Sim is coming back.
Yes!
Woo!
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
In what capacity? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh, I just broke the news to you.
I'm so excited. Oh, I love him.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I'm not paying attention, really. I'm trying to follow news, but, like, I'm really behind.
Oh my gosh, that was, like, pretty big news. He was at the end. You haven't watched Class. So, yeah, there was a trailer for, like, the rest of the season, previewing the rest of the season.
Okay.
Didn't premiere right after the episode, but it was, like, in a commercial break for Class. And at the very end of that trailer, they showed, like, John Sim's face.
Yes.
And, like, it was, like, very dark, though, so you can barely tell it's him. But I was like, ah. So I'm hoping we finally get to see the John Sim Missy. Either we get a John Sim to Missy regeneration scene, or they interact with each other. What? I need it in my life right now. Give it to me.
I want a regeneration scene. I feel like that'd be awesome.
Same here. The nerd in me just, like, I wants to know, like, how this happened. How did the regeneration happen? What went on? There's, like, a plot hole there that needs to be filled, and I need it filled, and I need it. I need it. I'm so excited.
Me too. It's gonna be good.
I have no idea what episode that happens in. I'm guessing probably one of the later ones.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't even know. I haven't really been following too much either. I haven't been reading any of the pre-reviews or any spoilers. I've kind of... the only spoilers I've seen are the ones that are, like, everywhere. I haven't gone out of my way to, like, find them.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so next week's episode is called Smile. And it has emoji robots and a it has emoji robots in a faraway futuristic city. So it looks beautiful. Looking forward to it. From the promo pictures, it looks like really visually stunning. I think it's going to be one of those episodes that's filmed really well, and it's going to like look really nice, and it's by the same person that wrote In the Forest of the Night, which is an episode that's not known for being like particularly good, although I like it. I thought that episode was beautifully written and like beautifully shot. So I think this might be similar. It's going to be a visual episode, it looks like. So we shall see.
Mm-hmm. It will be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. All right. We ready to close this down?
Yes. Let us finish this up.
Let us end. All right. Please follow us on Twitter. What's our handle?
I think it's more to try to talk to. Good, but I don't know.
Follow us on Twitter at Morons Podcast. I believe our Facebook page got disabled because we haven't been using it because we're awful.
Yeah. Actually, has it? Because I feel like I just got a notification about it the other day.
Is it re-abled?
I didn't even know it was disabled in the first place.
I got a message that it was disabled. Okay, we'll figure that out. But follow us on Twitter at Morons Podcast. This has been Caitlin in California.
Odile in Oregon, sorry. I was looking at the Facebook page. It's just not published on Facebook. It's there. Got it. It's just published yet. We gotta publish it again.
Got it. And this has been the Morons Try to Talk Good, reviewing Series 10, Episode 1, The Pilot. Have a lovely week, and you will hear us next week.
You'll hear from us soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.